Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is 3 minutes just after five. Onze Oleho Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Dumela. Hai ba qeta o tsoa hape. Dumela Moreso. I hope that you will be blessed by all that we have for you this morning. Lenaneong lena la Let's Praise. Ke lenaneo leo ke leetsang la o qetela kgweding ena, kgweding e tlang aus Ayanda nene ba o tlabe a le teng. Ke o file mmino wa Bethany Dillon, a re everyone to know e santsane e le 2023, selemo se qala tjena, re re Jehova re ka rata mang kapa mang a tsebe ka wena le selemong sena sa 2023, ba o tsebe morena le mophulosi. Ke a sutha, re ya ho aus Ayanda ka thapelo hona jwale, and re go fa moruti Benjamin Dube, Ari El Shaddai Adonai. We are just worshipping the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise all servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that He may sit Him with princes, with the princes of His people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord this morning. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge amongst the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore he shall lift up the head. Bless the Lord this morning. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova, mdali wesulu nomhlaba, wena ohlele esitulweni sobukhosi, wena ombetha amandla njengengubo ekuseni, wena othetha izinto zenzeke, wena othetha Thixo wethu kohlukana intaba. Sithi siyakudumisa ekuseni siya kufuma kaloku kuba wena nguYehova ukuba ubungengothixo besingeke sihlale ehlabathini sijongane nenzaliseko yakho thixo betholungileyo ukuba ubungengothixo ubungeke uthethe nehlabathi nokunqwina kwalo kukhothame kukahlele phambi kwamehlo akho ekseni siya kudumisa thixo sifana noYobi inkosi yamakhosi xa isithi now I know you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Sithi bawo wethu osemazulwini siyaliphakamisa igama lakho thixo wethu olungileyo mkhadeshi wethu ongcwele chikeni wethu olungileyo wena thixo wethu ongusebawothi osilwelayo usiqume wena shama thixo uhleli nathi maxesha onke ebenezo sithathu sibambe ngesandla uhambe nathi kwizinto ngezinto udlule nathi emililweni uwele nathi emimfuleni unyuke nathi amaqhina thixo wethu ongu Shalom osinika uxolo lwakho lenhliziyo usinika ubude bobomi usinika amandla endlela usinika ukunqoba endleleni sithi siya kudumisa ekuseni kaloku siya kuvuma ukuba wena uYehova unqulwa thixo wethu ngamakholo namakholwane bayakhothama phambi kwakho nathi siyakhahlela seni sithi bayethe ke ngonyama yesixeko sakwa Yuda bayethe thixo wethu ongahluleki wena namandla onke ehlabathini phansi kwamanzi emoyeni nasezulwini kunqula wena ngoba izinto zonke sesakho thixo namandla onke ekseni sithi mawudunyiswe izinto zonke udunyiswe izinyembezi zethu udunyiswe kungaqondi kwethu udunyiswe Swe thixo wethu zimeko ngemeko udunyiswe ekuseni ngabavuyayo kuwe udunyiswe ekuseni thixo wethu xa kumnyama phambili singayiboni indlela sithi mawusukiseke kwinto zonke namhlanje ekuseni Yehova wemikhosi xa sithatha nkosi yamakhosi zonke izithaba zethu sizibeka phansi thixo wethu olungileyo zonke izithaba zethu sizibeka phansi sisithi nguwe wedwa thixo wethu isithaba sobomi nguwe wedwa thixo wethu indebe yethu yobomi we lay down every crown we lay down everything oh God that would hinder our worship from reaching your ears this morning we declare you the crown of our life almighty God we declare you thixo wethu olungileyo the very thing that we need oh God this morning we thank you Lord God almighty that indeed you are our exceedingly great reward you are the same God that spoke to Abraham Lord you are standing on the covenant this morning and we want to thank you thixo wethu olungileyo that we can also stand on this covenant mighty God this covenant of blessing this covenant mighty God where you promised you shall be our exceedingly great reward we want to thank you as we enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning we want to thank you that the gates are open up oh God we want to thank you that the ancient doors are open up that the king of glory may come in this morning who is this king of glory he is Jehovah mighty and strong in every battle who is this king of glory he is Jehovah invincible we want to thank you this morning that ancient doors shall obey you the doors that have been declared shut and sealed by the hand and the understanding of man you are declaring open this day for you have promised to the faithful church that you shall open that you shall give them the key of David which shall open doors that no man can shut that shall shut doors that no man can open this is the season oh God where you are raising your mountain high above every other mountain that your righteousness may fill the earth oh God that those who trust in you may arise and shine For your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us, that those who trust in you, Lord God, shall be like Mount Zion, which shall not be moved, that those who trust in you, O God, shall be like trees that are planted in the house of the Lord. This is the season where you are declaring fruit in the church, in spite of the circumstances. We want to thank you this morning, Jehovah. You are God who watches over his word. We want to thank you that this word is alive and active right now. It is cutting deeper than a double-edged sword, to the bone, to the dividing of the bone and the marrow this morning. We want to thank you, O Elohim. You are the Most High God who rules and reigns all by yourself this morning. We want to thank you that this word, mighty God, shall not return to you void. You have sent it out, mighty God. It shall accomplish the work that that you have sent it out to do. Thixo wethu namandla onke kuseni. Sisathi Yehova wemikhosi usenguThixo wethu namhlanje. Siyakubulela ke Thixo wethu olungileyo, that this word, mighty God, shall not just accomplish umsebenzi, but this word will conquer us, mighty God, unto righteousness, unto holiness, unto worship, almighty God. Because before you display your wonders, you call us to yourself. You say, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You are calling us this morning to learn from you, O God, that you are the everlasting brook of life, that whosoever shall drink upon you shall no longer thirst, O God. Who shall believe you, that you are the bread of life, shall hunger no more, because man shall not live on bread alone this morning, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You are declaring in this season that the victory of the church is in the word of God, because this is the power that established the foundations of the earth. This is the power that brought forth Christ from the womb of a virgin. This is the power that brought forth Christ out of the womb of the earth, O God. This is the same word that continues to sit at your right hand to intercede on our behalf. This is the same word, O God, who is Jesus Christ, the anchor of our salvation, the author and the finisher of our faith. This is Jesus Christ, our intercessor this morning, whom you are reintroducing as the head of this new church that you are declaring, O God, in your word. Like you spoke to the prophet Haggai this morning, you are declaring that the glory of this church shall be better than the former. We want to thank you, that this glory is not for the natural mind, it is not for the natural things, it is for the things of the spirit. This glory, mighty God, is for the partakers of those who sow after the spirit. This morning, break down the lusts of our flesh, the whining of our flesh, that we may partake of this glory of this new house, mighty God, that you are declaring is better than the old, O God. We want to thank you that unless the Lord builds a house, the builders build in vain. We want to thank you this morning that unless the Lord guards the city, those who labor, labor in vain. So we want to thank you, Lord God, that we can establish you as the ultimate guide, as the ultimate angel, as the ultimate protector over this new house, almighty God. We thank you, Titoetu, as you raise this altar of victory and newness in our midst, that we will never forget, almighty God, that you have introduced yourself as our exceedingly great reward. This invisible church of the end times requires that those who come to you must come to you knowing that you are God, and that you are a rewarder of they that diligently seek you. This new church requires that those who come to you must come by the faith that you have declared is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. By this shall all men know that, Lord God Almighty, we are those whom you have called. We want to thank you that this new church shall be experienced by those who can lay down their lives and take up their cross every day to follow you. This church, O God, that you are talking about shall be experienced by those who understand that your love is the anchor of all things, that your love is the foundation of all things. Those, my Almighty God, who understand that love is both a thorn and a rose. Almighty God, it is a thorn in the hearts of the rebellious. It is a rose in the hearts of those who understand that it is by love and for love that you came, that you died. For you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that those who believe might not perish but receive eternal life. This morning, this is the eternal life that you are giving to us who believe. Oh God, we want to ask you, let this eternal life not be contained in these chains, in these jars, in these earthen vessels. Oh God, that the power that you are depositing this morning shall be of God to go forth into the earth to take this gospel, oh God, and this commission, Almighty God, making disciples of all nations. We are asking this morning, that you will cause that this new thing that you are doing, we shall be instruments to take it, Almighty God, from one vessel to the next, that the earth may know your glory. For this is the season, this is the time, this is the time that we have been praying for. This is the time that we have been praying for. Glory be to Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord this morning. Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena uYehova.
Realebuha ose ayanda nenemba, glorifying the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, loving our God, worshipping him and praising him, giving him all the honor that he deserves. It's still Let's Praise. Kalibito ke swangile wa mofokeng kena lwana ho fihlela hore etsa ya busupa ke tla be se ke suthela moruti Deep Brain. Ke a suitha hape re ya ho Dr. Cindy Trim, and she's leading us in prayer. But uqala pele ka hore encourage. Yes, in this life we will face tribulations and trials. Empa he ha re tshwareleng ho fihlela qetelong. The Soweto spiritual singers, but amen, taking us through. Dr. Cindy Trim.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
As we mature as Christians and as we grow as believers in Christ, we need to understand that some difficulties, some problems, and some of the trials that we face, they're presented to us for a purpose. They're placed before us not to destroy us, but to build us, to strengthen us. And these challenges are placed before us so that we can overcome, so that we can inch closer and closer to the Lord, so that we can progress from strength to strength in faith. I believe that challenges can even be presented to us so that we can be that much more convinced, that much more sure and persuaded that we serve a living God, a powerful, miraculous, and wonder-working God. And there's a maturity that we need to have when we experience pain. Although it's unpleasant, although it's not enjoyable, God will always use pain to ultimately serve a purpose. And you may be listening and thinking that it's easy for me to say all of this without knowing the true extent of your situation, all of which is true. However, may I remind you that nearly every single person used by God, every person who has experienced the power of God, had to overcome something. They had to face something first, and then God intervened, and then God showed his might. Joseph, he had painful experiences with his family. Hannah had a painful experience with barrenness. The woman with the issue of blood, blind Bartimaeus, the 10 lepers, they all had something to deal with, something that was painful. But the one thing that they all had in common is that when in pain, they turned to the Lord. They called on the name of Jesus. And this is what I'd like to encourage you to do today. Turn your pain over to Jesus. Don't feel it and grow bitter from it. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn your pain over to the Lord. Don't begin to lose faith, but rather turn your pain into action. Turn it into the action of praying, the action of meditating on God's word, the action of seeking the Lord, the action of worshiping God. Call out on His name. Now there's a wonderful passage of scripture which I'd like to encourage you to hold close to your heart. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 5. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too." Take your pain. Take it to Jesus. Take your burdens to Jesus. And now let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come seeking your face today. Seeking your presence today. Lord, your word says in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And so, here I am, Lord. I have come before you, before your throne. I give you all of my hurt. Lord, I give you all of my pain, my weakness, and my sorrow. God, I give to you everything that burdens me. And in exchange, I receive the rest and the comfort that you offer. You said in your word, Lord, that I will find rest for my soul in you. And I believe today that it is well with my soul. I declare today that it is well with me. It is well with my family. It is well with my home and my finances. I declare that it is well with me because I am in the Lord. It's Jesus who goes ahead of me. He's the one who'll be with me. He will not leave me nor forsake me. And I will not fear, nor will I be dismayed. So here I am, Lord. You know all of the areas that are hurting me. You know where I'm in pain, whether it's physically or emotionally. And I invite the Holy Spirit into my life. May He help me to release and let go of everything that is hurting me, everything that hinders my growth and my development as a Christian. Lord, grant me healing from all forms of pain. And Father, I pray that you would give me the hope and courage each day to persevere and remain strong. Though I may experience pain and challenges, help me to realize that they are all opportunities for me to find out more about you and your power. Lord, I know you see my pain, and you know my hurt. And God, I trust that you'll comfort my soul and make me whole again. I pray that you'll help me to remain patient. For everything you do according to your perfect timing. You are never late nor too early. Your word in Job 5 verse 11 says, "He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety." I believe in you, Lord. You are a God who can bring good even in the midst of a painful situation. Everything that happens is for your glory to be seen. Lord, I know that you know how much I can endure. You've given me strength and not weakness. And I confess that I am made strong in the name of Jesus Christ. I will continue believing in you and believing in your power always. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so I will continue in prayer. I will continue to be patient. I will continue to await your deliverance with a heart full of gratefulness. I refuse for my heart to grow weary and cold, but instead I turn to you and I ask for you to guide my steps. Guide my steps forward in your direction, Lord. I believe, Lord, that you have heard my prayer and you will answer in your own perfect timing. I will cling to your promises and I'll praise you through all of the good and through all of the bad. To you alone be all glory, God. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that I pray this prayer. Amen. Allow me to read Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, "When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them.' This leper went to Jesus, and his request was, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' He had faith that Jesus could make him clean and make him well. He believed in the healing power of Jesus Christ. However, he had a humility about him when he submitted his request to Jesus. He said, 'If you will.' In other words, he was saying, 'Lord, if it is your will, if you see it fit, if it pleases you, then make me well.' The leper did not demand to be cleansed. He wasn't aggressive, but instead he was submissive. He was humble. His will is obviously to be healed, but instead he puts the Lord's will first. It's God's will that matters and not his. And so today I want you to adopt the same attitude. Have an attitude that places God's will ahead of your own. Should you need healing, submit to the Lord's will. And if you receive healing, that's wonderful. If you don't, then do not be disheartened, because perhaps there is a purpose for you to go through what you're going through. Have an attitude that says, 'Lord, whatever your decision may be, I'm going to trust in you. May your will be done. May your will take precedence over my life.' Healing is something that we all need in our lives. Physical healing, emotional healing, or mental healing. Whatever it may be, Jesus Christ still heals today. He still makes people whole today. Jesus Christ still mends broken hearts. He can divinely rehabilitate you. He can revive the dead things in your life. Jesus Christ can soothe every painful scar in your life. He is the master physician. He's a chief doctor who is able to treat every visible and invisible wound in your life. But here's the key. Here's the key for us. We have to be submitted to his will. Praise him if he heals you in a sudden and miraculous way. But also praise him if he doesn't heal you, but instead gives you the grace and strength to endure the grace and strength to keep going. Regardless, put the Lord's will above your will. Lord Jesus, I give you honor and praise. If it is your will, Lord, may you perform a miraculous healing in my life. If it is your will, King Jesus, may you give me the strength and grace to endure this challenge. Father God, your word says in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal." Please restore my health, Lord Jesus. Restore my physical health, my spiritual health, and my emotional health, Father. Lord, make me whole. It's only you who can revive and rejuvenate my body and my spirit. You alone have the power to heal every wound. Should I still have pain from what someone has said to me, Father, I pray that you would heal. Heal me from that wound, Lord. Should I be wounded in spirit for any reason at all, Lord, I pray that your healing power would flow over me. Your word says in Isaiah 38, verses 16 and 17, "O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O restore me to health and make me live. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back." It's you, Lord Jesus, who gives life to my body. You give life to my spirit. And in your love, you can make me whole again. God, I pray that your healing power would move over me. Move and touch my emotions. Touch my spirit, God. Just one touch from your holy hand, and lepers are healed. The blind receive sight. The dead come back to life. Just because of one touch from you, Lord Jesus. Father, I call upon you because I know that you can feel my pain. You know what I am in need of. I pray that you would be beside me each and every day to strengthen me, regardless of what I may encounter. Your word in Jeremiah 33, verse 6 says, "Behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security." Lord, I receive this promise. I declare that I will receive healing from you. I will receive an abundance of peace and security because of your goodness and because of your grace. Father, I cast my feelings aside. I cast my own will aside, Lord. And God, I humbly submit to you. Father, may your will be done in my life. May your will reign supreme in my life. I bless your name, King Jesus, because you are a God who hears my cries. You are a deliverer, and regardless of how desperate my circumstances may be, you always come through for me. You're always on time, and you never fail. You're a God who heals the brokenhearted and bandages our wounds. You revive those who are exhausted. You give power and strength to those who wait on you. You straighten up those who are bent low, and through you, mighty miracles still happen. Heavenly Father, I bless your name in advance for healing me. I praise you for making me whole. Because your word says in Psalm 73, verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Indeed, you are the strength of my heart, Lord Jesus. And I know that everything else in the world could fail me. But you, Lord God, you will never let me down. Lord, I bless your wonderful name. And God, I thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that I pray this prayer. Amen.
You're at 657 AM. Radio with the truth in its voice.
And Father, we thank you for all the challenges that we are faced with, for we know that in our weakness, your strength is perfected. And we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And family, that is Dr. Cindy Trim, and talking to us, reminding us these challenges have a purpose in our lives. So, ungabheki the challenges that you are faced with and think God doesn't care or doesn't love you. He loves you. He loves you in the midst of it all. May He be glorified in that space. May His strength be made perfect. May His love and may His strength be made perfect in you, even when you're going through your trials and tribulations.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.